Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, turning a new fiscal calendar. FY 2019 began on October 1st. For Tim Dillon, executive director at the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District, that means a tour of sorts around the area, sharing year-end financials with city councils and other groups. KPED produces a summary sheet for the borough and all of her cities outlining the highs and lows of the past year. He says the local economy is as diverse as ever, but like the rest of the state, what's happening in the energy sector is still the main indicator.
Things look really pretty good right now, especially as you're looking up. We're probably the most diverse borough in the entire state. So we've got a lot of things going on. You know, the tourism industry had a pretty good year this past year. Agriculture is really starting to make some headwinds with that, you know, especially in the peonies market and the flowers, and not to mention, also the marijuana side. You know, fishing wasn't what it has been in years past. But we are working with the borough right now on some declarations that will hopefully help out the fishermen. But, you know, $80-some dollars a barrel right now, that has some things looking up right now. We've got a couple of different oil, gas, and oil potential opportunities. People are starting to gear up for things. In fact, we've heard recently from folks making sure that people are getting their, make sure their certifications are all up to speed. I know our friends up at All American have got a variety of projects that they're staffing up for right now, which is only good for us. It really helps us as a community. The other thing that people need to remember, I was talking to someone here a couple of days ago that was talking about how there are some positive things going on up at the slope, but they were afraid that that would be negative on us. And I was like, no, in fact, it's a positive for us, because not only it doesn't impact, you know, the jobs that we have down here, but there are a lot of people that work on the slope that call the Kenai Peninsula home, and they bring their dollars home here. And I think that's very, very important. And that's, something that, you know, hopefully this next year, things are going to be continuing to be positive. And I think if heading into the rest of the elections, we'll see what happens with that. And if the legislature and the governor's office can work together on some things, we've got some real positive potential outcomes.
And I'm looking at on your desk here, and we have these documents where we've got all these numbers broken down in pie charts and figuring out, you know, where those jobs are, how much they're earning, what those changes are. How would you like to see folks use these documents that are put together? What sort of decisions can you make based on these things?
You know, from a small business person, if they're looking at these documents and they're contemplating, you know, increasing what they're doing or broadening their scope of things, it's real important to be able to see what's going on out there and what potential is out there. The other big piece, though, as I go around and talk to the councils for each of the communities, plus the assembly, is that use this information as you're working on your budget. When you're starting to figure out, okay, we're going to leave our mill rate the same, are we going to cut it, are we going to raise it, what are we doing with a bed tax, all these things, because you're able to look at, okay, this is what our community looks like. It's a snapshot in time, so you have to remember, you know, it's a moving target. But it'll tell you, you know, what a medium family income looks like right now. And this is what, you know, it looked like a year ago. So you're able to see what is your $40,000 a year make, you know, that you make this year, what does it buy as compared to this time last year? So that's as we go around and try and explain things to people, that's one of the big pieces of what we're all about right now.
And you can find all of that information at kpedd.org. This week's number is 6. Business sales in 2017 were up 6% across the borough. Couple more end-of-the-year numbers here. Approximately $1 million a month in cannabis sales, and $235,000 was the average sale price on a home, up 3% from the previous year. And that will be a wrap for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, every episode of which you can find on our website, kdll.org. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.